Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Chris Moore in motion, straight ahead run. And tough yard, still on his feet. Jeremy McNichols. I don't think they're going to get him. And he is in for the Washington touchdown.
All right, Chris Myers on Fox. Mark Schlereth along the way. Not that that's all that important. But Jeremy McNichols was along the way for a 60-yard touchdown and run, and all sorts of damage caused in the hole by the Commanders' third, second, first, fourth, we don't know, running back. 60-yard score. Yeehaw! That made it 17-10, and that was the beginning of the end for the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. It is a Victory Monday right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. It is a Victory Monday unless you're a Giants fan, unless you're a Cowboys fan, both of which I happen to have examples of on the other side of the glass. Now, because they're not that important. Their teams are not that important. Not that they're not important. Of course, AMAC is. Cowboy B is. Very important. Their teams are not that important. We will have to delay the shenanigans because your team, well, when I say your team, the team that many of you root for, not all, we know it's a very transient area. We understand that. We understand not everybody loves a Commander. And even those that love the team fakely scream and cry and whine and whatever about whatever nonsense they use to determine that the Commander's such a bad name. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's the same team. Always will be. Doesn't matter what they're called. Same team. Same organization. Well, different organization in that, well, like competent people actually run it and own it. But it's the same thing. You get the point. And they are now 2-1 after a 41-24 throttling of the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, let's start with this. I didn't make that big of a deal of this last week, as big of a deal of it as I probably should have. I mentioned it several times. Hell, I mentioned it way back Thursday night, week two, as they were getting dismantled, meaning the Commanders, by the Green Bay Packers. And as I heard that the Raiders were going to be on Monday Night Football and then having to play in Landover at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, I thought, as usual, that was the most incredulous, preposterous, absurd scheduling of a league that's full of absurd scheduling. I know Coach Sheehan loves Mike North, who does the scheduling. I got it. They only care about television ratings. They don't care about fairness and competition. That's it. They only care about television ratings. However, something has to get done if it benefits the fake, absurd, preposterous television ratings, which are now completely out of whack because they actually have a system that, God forbid, measures more than 40,000 homes in a country of 115 million homes. If it matters none to them, if it doesn't help their big national numbers so that everyone on Twitter goes googly-moogly over how many 30 million people are watching the NFL, they don't give a rat's ass. They don't care. So they put the Raiders on a late Monday night game until 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, last Tuesday morning. They put the Raiders on the East freaking coast after a late Monday night, super late Monday night game, even normally an hour and a half later than a normal Monday night game would be ending. And then they had the audacity to say, no. You don't have to go to Denver or Los Angeles or Phoenix or Chicago or wherever. Nope. You've got to go to Washington. You've got to make a 4.5-hour flight to Washington on an absurd short week and take on a team that didn't play on Monday night so that there was somewhat of an equal footing. No. A team that didn't play on Sunday night. Nope. All right, maybe a day in between. Didn't play on Sunday afternoon. Didn't play on Saturday night. Didn't play on Saturday afternoon. Didn't play on Friday night. Didn't play. Oh, wait a second. They played on Thursday night. That's right. They played the first game of the week. And you played the last game of the week, ending at 1 in the morning Eastern time on Tuesday morning. And then had the audacity to ask the Las Vegas Raiders to prepare and get ready for a game 4.5 hours away by air flight. Maybe it was 4 hours. You get the point. The jet stream going west to east is better than east to west. I'm sure that was a friendly flight last night back home. What the hell are we doing, NFL? How can you be so impossibly stupid? Oh, wait a second. That's right. It doesn't take any brains to make money. It just matters if you can step in horse crap and come up smelling like roses, which somehow Roger Goodell and the NFL always do. And everyone looks the other way because they love football. They can't get enough. And because ratings, the dumbest league that makes the most money is by far the NFL. Not even close. Not even close. By far. Hey, anybody seen an expedited review in which a dude's knee didn't actually touch the ground? Anybody see that? Yeah, let's do an expedited review. Oh, wait a second. Yep, his knee touched the ground. Definitively. Just a dumb league. And we're all suckers. We're all worse off for believing in them. And for advocating for them. And for driving that hamster wheel to no end. You could say whatever you want about baseball and Rob Manfred and hockey and Gary Bettman and even the NBA, the beloved NBA, and Adam Silver. The NFL is the stupidest league on planet Earth. They manage to butcher so many things that they get away with. because it's so popular. And what's a little bit of criticism? Everybody takes shots, right? Well, I pay attention. There is nobody. And I know this is a victory Monday, and I'm happy for the Commanders. And we will get there, but I had to get this out of my system. There is nobody, not a soul, that can tell me with a straight face that what the NFL did to the Las Vegas Raiders was fair, was right, was just. Not a soul. And Warren Sharp can do his net days rest thing, God bless him, until the cows come home. I don't need net days rest to tell me what's fair and unfair and to tell me what's an advantage and what's a disadvantage. You make the stupid Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, play a game until 1 in the morning on Tuesday and make them play at 1 in the afternoon on Sunday, 4,000 miles away? Get lost. Get lost. The dumbest league on planet Earth. And every one of us are a sucker. The difference is I have the onions. I have the grapefruit. And I have the platform to call them out. Now, listen, nobody cares about what I think because I'm just one loud voice. But if I can get you guys to realize just how badly the NFL screwed up here, if I can get you guys to just think about it, that your team, for the first time and perhaps forever, benefited strongly, definitively, overwhelmingly, based on the NFL's scheduling incompetency. And while everyone runs around and goes, ooh, how do they make the secret? How do they make the sauce? 4,000 different schedules, blah, 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 blah. Talk about a schedule reach, 3 hours this. Oh, shut up. Not one of those NFL analyst nerds that cares about fairness and competition even thought for 1 second about what the NFL did to the Raiders. And no, I'm not a Raiders fan. And no, I don't really care about the Raiders. I do care about fairness. I do wonder if the Commanders would have dominated yesterday's game, for the most part, if the two teams were playing on a level playing field. But they weren't. There is no rhyme or reason to what the Las Vegas Raiders had to incur this week. If I was Pete Carroll, if I was John Spytek, if I was Tupperware bowl-cutting Mark Davis with his hot girlfriend, I think we know how he got her, I would be just if I was Tom Brady, I would be beside myself. Beside myself. Instead, everyone's bitching about Tom Brady leaking secrets to Chip Kelly. Go shove it where the sun don't shine. Go kick all the rocks. And you know who you are. You want to talk about unfair? That's unfair. I should have done this last week. God! Now I'm mad. And I shouldn't be mad. It's a victory Monday. But I'm letting it. I wasn't here on Friday to bitch. When I had time. We had stadiums and we had quarterback sagas. So I have to let it out of my system. And then we'll do Victory Monday. I promise.
This is real.
It is freaking real, man. I am not doing this because I think it's going to get me more phone calls. I'm going to get plenty of phone calls. I am not doing this for ratings because, well, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I am not doing this for video clicks. I don't have video. Nobody cares about me. I am doing this for what's right, what's fair. The Las Vegas Raiders were completely screwed. Completely screwed yesterday. It's not ultimately the reason why they lost. I believe on a regular rest week, they still would have lost. They're not good. They're not very good. But they didn't have a chance. And you say, well, wait a second. It was 10-10. What are you talking about? It was 10-10 in the second quarter. Well, yeah, theoretically, they had a chance to play about a good quarter and a half, in which they pretty much did. Maybe. Sort of. And then they fell apart and woke back up in the fourth quarter after a nap. Why did they need a nap? They were tired! The NFL thought, let's put them on Tuesday morning at 1 in the morning so that ESPN could get its fair share of quota. And then let's have them go 4.5 hours by plane 4 days later and play another game at 10 o'clock in the morning their time. Oh, the dumbest league ever. The dumbest league ever. And we're all suckers. We're all dumber for them. We're all victims, but we contribute. How many dumb, stupid rules and decisions does that league make? And we just bypass it. Expedited reviews. So expedited, they got it wrong, apparently. Oh, wait. We have booth reviews, booth assistants, but we can't do booth assistants if the dumbass referees who are blind and probably biased don't see it and don't call it. But yet, we're going to warn that the Raiders had a late substitution and that they're going to get a warning. So that we don't wind up like the SEC. It's just the dumbest thing ever. And we're all worse off for it. It's the continual dumbing down of society. A society that was already dumb to begin with just continues to get dumber and dumber and dumber by the decisions that the NFL makes. And we all just shuck. And you say, well, I don't care about the Raiders. What if this was the Commanders? What if this was the Commanders? What if this was the Commanders? You wouldn't care then? You wouldn't be bothered then? You wouldn't be hot to trot then? You wouldn't think that was unfair then? Okay. All right, that's it. I'm done. I've said enough on the radio. If you want to comment, you're more than welcome to at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The rest of the show will be a Victory Monday. Because either way, even as unfair as it was to the Raiders, it was a win and a mostly impressive one for the Washington Commanders over the Las Vegas Raiders. You heard Jeremy McNichols' 60-yard touchdown run coming in. Bill Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, you will hear from him in the locker room. I pried him away for about 2.5 minutes. Didn't look like he really wanted to get stopped again, but hey, nice young man. Gave me a couple of minutes. It is Sean Taylor Vintage 21 with, I don't know if it was a white gold or a silver gold chain, whatever it was. It was freaking impressive. That said, Bill on it. And his teammates call him Bill, just like they did in college. I think it was Chris Rodriguez that looked over him and said, hey, Bill. And speaking of Chris Rodriguez, how about that? Back from the ashes, back from the dead, was deactivated for the last game of the regular season last year. In Dallas, all three playoff games and the first two regular season games. And then, of course, don't look over here. Whoop-de-doo. Don't look over here. I'm just going to start and get the first five carries. After Deebo Samuel lights it up with a 69-yard kickoff return. Nice. Yeah, we're just going to put Chris Rodriguez in there after burying him on the depth chart for the last six games. And we're just going to start him and run him down your throat. Oh, and then we're going to start the backup quarterback because our franchise quarterback, our franchise phenom, is hurt. And we're going to roll up a 41-burger. A 41-burger. Thanks to Electric Special Teams. We mentioned the Debo 69-yard kickoff return to start the game. I think you're going to hear the even better play when we return. On the Team 980, just getting rocking and rolling on a Victory Monday. Yes, I flushed the demons out of my system. I got the black out of my heart for the silver and black who were screwed on a silver platter by the stupid NFL. Now it's time to celebrate. Now it's time to rejoice. Now it's time to get excited about the Washington Commanders, who are now 2-1 with a 41-24 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. More to come, and your phone calls, and your reaction, and Dan Quinn, and a short conversation with Bill over the next 2+ hours right here on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Somehow, we are going to transition from that to this.
So, AMAC comes in here during the break, and he's being very kind. He and Max are trying to help me out with something that has nothing to do with the show. But they're like, that was an interesting start to the show. We weren't expecting that. Yeah, neither was I. I just sometimes get a burr up my... And I was just thinking about it on the way in. I was boiling about it. Like, I wasn't that mad last week. I was annoyed, but I wasn't that mad. And it's to my audience's benefit. I should be happy. Right? I am happy. It's Victory Monday. Hail to the Commanders. Put your left hand up and your right hand up and your left foot in and your left foot out and do the hokey pokey and you shake it all. No? No? Okay. Anyway. I should be happy. It's Victory Monday, right? The Commanders rocked and rolled. over the Las Vegas Raiders, who, again, didn't have really a mathematical chance, a realistic chance. Now, some of you are going to say, well, the NFL screwed the Commanders over the week before. And you're right. I did bitch about that a lot. Thursday night on the road in Green Bay, not fair. Some teams got to do it. Some teams got to travel. It is what it is. It should be very close travel. It's often not. It's just life in the NFL. It's unfair. It doesn't mean you just chalk it up and don't bitch about it and don't advocate for fairness and don't gripe about what everybody considers to be the best and the brightest league in the world. Well, just because you make the most amount of money and you have the most eyeballs doesn't mean you're the smartest. That does not mean that. Okay? So that's that. Now, that being said, there was a win yesterday. We played the Jeremy McNichols 60-yard touchdown run, right? Is Jeremy McNichols running back 1, 2, 3, 4? We don't know. Because, again, Chris Rodriguez back from the dead yesterday, starts the game. Bill comes in, cleans up the Terry McLaurin bomb, gets himself some action. Is he the starter? Is he number two? Is he number three? What is he? We don't know. Jeremy McNichols, what is he? We don't know. But it worked. It worked for at least one day. It's the second time the Commanders have gone over 200 net rushing yards. Yesterday, they had 201 net rushing yards. They had 207 gross passing yards, 199 net yards passing. The Commanders had more net rushing yards than net passing yards, and almost as many as gross passing yards. In case you don't know the difference, gross passing yards, obviously they subtract for sacks and all that stuff. The bottom line is this. For a second time this year, the Commanders took advantage of a defensive front that, while I think the Giants have more talent and more bodies and more pass rush, was compromised for a lot of different reasons. And Max Crosby wound up with a sack, but it was late and the game was over, so it was inconsequential. But they took advantage of a compromised defense, mostly, largely, because there was an offense that was even more compromised. Just like the Giants in week one, the Raiders in week three, their defense was victims of two things. One, the NFL's stupid scheduling. But let's keep beating up on Tom Brady, everybody. Let's keep bashing Tom Brady. That's not fair. But scheduling the Raiders late on a Monday night and having them fly to the East Coast and play at 10 o'clock in the morning their time on a Sunday, that's fair. No problem. Nothing to see here, right? But Tom Brady, he sucks. Let's beat up on him some more. But the Commanders took advantage of the Raiders' defense because of that shenanigans, and because the Raiders' offense, outside of Trey Tucker, absolutely sucks. And that includes Geno Smith. Now, Geno Smith can play well, and at times did throw the rock well yesterday, including on the first play of the game where they run play action, right bootleg, and a Commanders team that heard for 9 days that their eye discipline sucked in Green Bay had no eye discipline, were completely bamboozled. And Jacoby Myers was wide open for 45 yards. Okay. But the Raiders' offense sucked. And they put their defense in an unbearable position. The Raiders on offense, while the numbers won't look as bad because of the fourth quarter and because of the big play to Tucker at the end, and he had three touchdowns. The Raiders' numbers that matter. 3 of 14 on third down. 3 of 14. The quarterback, Geno Smith, who had 3 interceptions last Monday night, almost threw one to Trey Amos, had none, and that was good. But he got sacked. Not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times. You got it. 5 times. 5 times. The Raiders' offense stinks. They have a couple of pieces. That's it. They are a rebuilding team. There's no offensive genius that can make magic happen out of nowhere. Chip Kelly, widely considered an offensive genius to a lot of people, can't make something out of nothing. Can't make anything out of a quarterback that holds onto the damn ball too long because he's scrambling for his life because the offensive line sucks. This isn't last year's Washington Commanders. I promise you that. I promise you that. And I think you already knew that. But because they stunk and because they couldn't stay on the field to a 3 of 14 clip, oh, and they also turned it over on downs one time. So that's essentially like 3 of 15. Because of that, they exposed their defense, which missed tackles, which didn't cover people, which let Marcus Mariota just carve and dissect them. RPO slams where it's just quick, boom, out, and just a slingshot. Marcus Mariota probably does that better than even Jaden Daniels, I think. Just good stuff there, man. Good stuff on the slant as the receiver comes from the left side into that window. Usually Zach Ertz, but not always. Could be a wide receiver. Yesterday it was Zach Ertz. The bottom line is, the Commanders' offense with their backup quarterback were able to take advantage of the Raiders' defense because of two things. One, the Raiders' defense was taken advantage of by the Raiders' offense and by the NFL. And two, because the Commanders wisely woke up from their 9-day slumber starting in Green Bay and said, oh, yeah, we might want to run the football. We might want to run the football. We might want to, I don't know, establish the run. You know, like how we didn't do in, yeah, that's right. How we didn't do in Green Bay, we want to do just the opposite. You know, we've had all this time to practice. Eureka! We discovered a running game. And that's exactly what they did. And then they got the big plays out of the special teams. We told you about the 69-yard kickoff return from Debo. You're going to hear about Jalen Lane coming up. And your calls next on the Team 980. First, we got to do a trending alert right here, right now. Let's get that out of the way, and then to your calls and Jaden Lane ripping apart the Raiders on a Sunday afternoon. All right, we will hear from Dan Quinn coming up at 3:30. Will we get any injury updates? Unlikely, other than just the normal. But it appears that Marshawn Lattimore should be okay. He did return to the sideline in full uniform yesterday. We don't know about Trey Amos, who went out with a calf injury. We do know about Will Harris, the starting safety. He has a reported fractured fibula and will be lost, obviously, for some time. The Commanders working out a veteran safety today, who was just recently cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get you that information coming up in just a little bit. James Conner, running back for the Arizona Cardinals, out for the rest of the year with a season-ending ankle injury. The Cardinals play on Thursday night football after a 16-15 loss to the now 3-0 San Francisco 49ers. The Cardinals will take on the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Caps a winner in their preseason opener in Boston tonight. The Nationals continue along. Final week of the regular season in Atlanta against the Braves, 7:15. The first pitch, 106.7 The Fan for your coverage. Monday Night Football, the Ravens and the Detroit Lions up in Baltimore. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Lane is going to go back inside the 10. Here comes a flag dropped right away. And Jalen Lane gets past Cole, the punter. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
Yeah, I know I do some weird things with the mic, but that was a kind of a weird call, wasn't it? Like Chris Myers, like, and he's going to go all the way for a 90-yard touchdown. Maybe not that bad, but he was very sing-songy on the call there, wasn't he? Or almost like not that excited.
I mean, there was plenty of reason. The Commanders look good.
Well,
maybe it got him in a zone.
Yeah, but I think he thought, which to be fair, we all thought, flag, there was like what looked to be a partial, if not complete, block in the back or clip at the point of attack where the flag went down. So I think he must have thought, like we thought in the press box, or at least I thought that the flag was going to be about against the Commanders and it was coming back. Even the Commanders thought it was coming back. Like they celebrated big time at first, and then as Jalen Lane kind of makes the turn in the end zone, they all realize the flag is down and they're like, oh. And instead, it was on a Raiders player out of bounds, which I don't know why they threw the flag. They usually like throw a hat or like a marker or whatever. I don't remember them throwing a flag for that. But it stood, and maybe Myers thought it was coming back. That's the only thing I can think of. But how about Jalen Lane? How about Jalen Lane? Now, in case you're kind of wondering why that was so significant. One, it comes at a point where the game is still very much at least in touch for the Raiders. It was 20-10. That ended it to make it 27-10. There was no way the Raiders were coming back. Even though they did score 14 points after that, a bunch of that is in garbage time, right? Especially the 60-yarder, 61-yarder to Trey Tucker. Trey Tucker. So that one puts it out of touch. But what was the exact reason that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Lance Newmark cited for taking Jalen Lane? They thought he was the best punt returner in the draft. Last week, he had, I think it was a 23-yarder, and he almost busted another. Yesterday, he busted the back of the Las Vegas Raiders. A 90-yard punt return. There's flipping the field. Deebo Samuel did that to open the game 69 yards. Then there's breaking the back, the spirit, the will of an opponent. And that's what Jalen Lane did. 90 yards, touchdown. 27-10, turn out the lights, the party's over. As the great legendary Chick Hearn used to say, the jello's jiggling, the butter's getting cold, and whatever else he used to say on Laker radio broadcasts and television broadcasts. Look it up in case you're of a certain age. You know what I'm talking about. The legendary Chick Hearn called all of Magic Johnson's games, so on and so forth. And then, on top of that, so the Commanders get a 69-yard kickoff return to start the game, which leads to a touchdown, get a 90-yard punt return, which is a touchdown. Then, somehow, some way, after almost being cut midway through the first quarter for missing a 37-yarder on top of everything else that he's done wrong, and on top of kicking the opening kickoff for the Raiders out of bounds to give them the ball at the 40, Matt Gay, who, again, missed a 37-yarder that never really had a chance, connects on not only a 46-yarder, which, like, whew, okay, maybe we can give him one more shot. Then hits a 56-yarder after the head coach is dump-trucked and comes away with a bloody nose and a near concussion on the sideline by Marcus Mariota hitting him, who was pushed, shoved, out of bounds into Dan Quinn. And then, if that wasn't enough, Luke McCaffrey finished off the scoring with his first career NFL touchdown, a 43-yard pass, in which basically he was allowed to run free and wide open, caught it, turned around, and then turned on the Jets and gets into the end zone. And I was very happy for Luke. Try and get him on the show later on this week. All right, so there's general recap. Obviously, we'll get into more specifics as we go along, but let's get to you on the phones. Let's start with line three, Gary in Upper Marlboro on the Team 980. What's up, Gary? How are you?
Good morning, Rooster. How are you?
Hi, Gary. What's going on?
Hey, look, yeah, I just want to echo what you said, okay? I mean, the fact of the matter is, I've never seen, I can't think in a long time where I've seen a team play worse in all three phases of a game, like the Raiders did. That was an ill-prepared or a very overwhelmed physically from the standpoint of the travel and the short rest. That was just a deplorable game that they played. And what I am trying to say is, look, it's good that we won, that we took advantage of the situation. But don't forget, just 10 days ago, this team got manhandled by Green Bay. And if I'm the coaches, I'm reminding them of that. That the Raiders had absolutely nothing in three phases. They looked like they were, you know, walking in mud out there. And I just say that to say that all these people who were calling in last week saying that they were concerned about things, then I don't necessarily think those concerns go away. Now, the running game, I'm very pleased with that. But, you know, the fact of, you know, whether or not they're going to commit to it, it's easier to commit to it when you're giving 7, 8, 9 yard runs. Mm-hmm. If you're truly committed to it, when the first 10 don't go well, you still run the football.
Correct.
I still think the jury is still on that.
Correct.
And
which they do not do a good job of. They do not do a good job of that, Gary, to your point. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, they got to. So if they're going to, if people are thinking, okay, this game is proof that they're going back to the running game, no, let's see when they get stuffed the first 7-8 times and see how they react there. So I just want to say that I'm happy they won, but I think they're the worst team in football right now. And I think just about every other team in the NFL would have beaten them. Maybe not as bad as Washington did, but I think they would have lost to a lot of teams under the circumstances that they had to play that game yesterday. And I'm not willing to turn my back on what happened in Green Bay based on this game. I just think that Las Vegas just was not prepared. Yeah. They were not prepared.
Yeah,
play
mentally, physically, emotionally. They certainly weren't a 60-minute game. I would agree with you on that. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Good call. Good way to get us started. 147, Team 980. I'll tell you what we're going to do to stay on track. We will take the timeout now, get right back to it. Stevie Ray, Jonesy, we'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Listen, if you're mad at me over a rant to start the show because you don't care about the Raiders or you think I'm an idiot or whatever, that's your preference, fine. But I refuse to sit here and do this show and not tell you the truth. I refuse. If the minute they stop letting me tell you the truth, the way I see it, is the time that I'm not going to be able to do the show anymore, which maybe some of you are rooting for. 148, Team 980, on your radio, all throughout the DMV, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, back out to your calls in just a sec. You can count on that, I promise you. You can't count on much these days, but I can promise you can count on that, and you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with, oh yeah, baby, the juicy, Week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Today. And it was juicy. It will be juicy. Will Michael Penix play the whole game? He'll start, so says Raheem Morris. But old Kirko was in there at the end and actually completing passes, something Michael Penix wasn't capable of doing. We'll talk much more about that game starting tomorrow, but for now, we rewind on the Commanders 41-24. Impressive win, granted, with some very mitigating circumstances. But we have to be fair and also say, well, the Commanders also had a bunch of injuries, and they had their backup quarterback playing. So, you know. It's not all just against the Raiders, but that's natural football stuff. What happened to the Raiders was completely and holistically not only stupid, but unfair. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Stevie Ray on line two is in B-more. What's up, Stevie Ray?
I don't think you know what holistic means. So to use it in that term was not the right nomenclature in the words of John Goodman and the Big Lebowski. Now, I'm going to start off by asking you a question. Your mother, was she a tall woman?
No. 5'6".
No.
Yeah, 5'6".
No, no.
You're
no,
right.
Okay,
I think I'm wrong in using holistic the way I did. Yes, correct.
Right. Okay. We're gonna go to that. Your mother was not a tall woman, which means she must have climbed a ladder to drop you so far on your head.
Mm.
I swear, you spent the first 10 minutes of this show making up for the Raiders, and I sit back and I wonder where this conversation was the Friday after the Green Bay game. I didn't hear you going off
really?
Like this.
Really?
When we had to go.
You didn't hear that whole week me bitch and moan about how it was unfair that the Commanders had to travel 2.5 hours and to freaking stupid Appleton, Wisconsin on a 3 and a 4 day week. You didn't hear that at all, right?
What? And that's just it.
Okay.
What
well, you
worse?
Missed it all
what
week.
Was worse?
You missed it all week.
Well, that one I missed. I don't know. I had other things I had to say.
You missed it.
If you did
do it. You missed it.
Okay, so what you're saying is that on the scale of 1 to 10, we're even.
No.
With
no.
them.
No.
We went up there and we went to Green Bay and we had to go through the same thing they did coming here, except that Green Bay, I'd rather play here than play at Lambeau on a 4-day rest. Which one is harder? Okay.
Let me ask you this. The time off may have been about the same. Hang on.
Less.
Hang on. There was a 4+ hour flight. Okay.
You're sitting in a first class, you might as well be in the room of your house. You got everything you need. You got every channel you want.
It doesn't matter. You know, 300+ pound guys are not comfortable sitting in an airplane, okay? And injured people are not comfortable sitting in an airplane, okay? You're right. The rest was about the same between Washington and Green Bay's Washington's game against the Giants in Green Bay. But the travel between having them late Monday night when there was no reason. There's a reason why they have Thursday nights. Part of the collective bargaining agreement, okay?
They do, but why did they have to put the Skins there?
Why did they have to put the Raiders on a late Monday night instead of putting them on a Sunday and having another team on a Monday night?
There brings the hypocrisy that I'm about to talk about right now, which is what you were talking about, which is true. It's money. It's all about money. And you're absolutely correct about that.
Oh, that I'm correct.
Don't sit back and act like your station doesn't make money during the NFL season. Your station, this is what you live for.
Do we charge you to listen?
No, but I'm sure your advertisers are happy to come in there and give you money during this time frame. They know that the listeners are going to be coming. So, yes, I do believe you make more money during the NFL season than you do any time the rest of the year. I'm not disputing that.
That's a dumb assertion. Of course we do.
To act like the NFL can't do the same thing, make as much money as they can off of their product, is hypocritical.
Guy, they make $20+ billion a year.
It doesn't make any difference.
It does.
Anybody who's making money off of the NFL is making money off of the NFL. Right. Whether it has to be billions of dollars that they make or somebody selling T-shirts on the side
Stevie,
of the street coming up
Stevie,
to Northwest
normally
Stadium.
I like you, but go take the compass, go take your projector, go take your pocket ruler, and go to somebody else's class. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I've had enough. 157, Team 980. You guys understand why I opened the freaking show that way, right? The Commanders dominated the Raiders partly because of that. That was a huge storyline. If you guys think that I'm dumb, that I don't know how to do this radio show, I could do this radio show in my freaking sleep with my hands tied behind my back. Whether you like me or not, it's because you don't recognize good radio. You'd rather listen to Tiddlywinks sometimes. That's why I opened up the damn show. And if you don't think that was a factor, you're crazy. And yes, it was about the same rest in between. Does not make it right. You do not have to put the Raiders in that spot. Thursday night football, somebody's got to play. You don't have to play a doubleheader on Monday night. You don't have to put the Raiders on Monday night, late Monday night. You don't. You chose to. You screwed them. You didn't have to put them in Landover in week 3, early game. You didn't. You screwed them. Period. End of story. Badly. And it caught up to them midway through the second quarter and beyond. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.